The Art of Work, Section 13. If you see the poor oppressed or justice and rights denied, do not be surprised. The local official is watched by a supervisor, and over them both are others higher still. They all take from the increase of the land, and the king himself profits from the fields. But those who love money will never have enough, and those who crave riches are never satisfied. The pursuit of wealth is futile, for as goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit is there to the owner, except maybe to watch it happen? The abundance of the rich keeps them awake at night, but the sleep of the laborer is sweet, whether he eats much or little. During my years in college, I spent 8 summers planting trees, and at that time there were no regulations in the industry, and we would work 7 days a week for months at a time. I was also the cook for the crew, so I was up early and would put in 16-hour days all season long. I discovered the truth of Kohelet's final statement about the sleep of the laborer being sweet, for I learned how to sleep on command, an ability I still have today and one that drives my wife crazy, for I can be snoring within 3 minutes of laying down. In my tree planting days, I had to learn to let go of the events of the day and even the dangers of the night just to survive. Sleeping in a thin nylon tent in the middle of some of Canada's wildest backcountry, you could easily stay up all night, worrying about what might be outside, and there were plenty stories of bear attacks in the darkness. I can still recall the sound of heavy, padding feet and the deep, breathy grunts just inches from my head in the night. At some point, however, you had to let the fears go and tell yourself, yeah, you might not be alive in the morning, but you would never survive the season staying up all night, scaring yourself with every snapping twig and passing breeze. When Kohelet says that sleep is sweet even for those in poverty, you realize there is a different economy at work. Ask an insomniac how much they would pay to wake up rested and refreshed each morning, and you realize just how valuable a night of sleep can be. As a tree planter, life was fairly simple. You moved along, made holes in the ground, and put seedlings into them. Good food, enjoyable co-workers, a good tally, and great sleep made the days very enjoyable. When you have many more facets of life to control and superintend, however, sleep can become a major issue, and turning off your mind at night becomes almost impossible. There are far too many things that might go wrong. When I moved into a management position, I had to keep a notebook by my bed so I could quickly write down concerns that would wake me up in the night, as my mind kept working due to the high stress of the position. I have since learned that those dangers also need to be ignored. I can't let the worries of tomorrow steal away my rest today. Sometimes you just have to ignore the bears. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening.